hospital amidst gardens.
We need people who are healthy in body, mind, and morals.
Barch's Hospital was a unique institution in its time. It was established in 1926, i.e. when there were already 10,000 labourers working in Slean, and the enterprise's outpatient department with its two doctors was simply no longer sufficient. As this was a building paid for from private funds, Barcher himself contributed £1 million towards the building. Right from the start, the care provided by the hospital was geared towards the needs of the enterprise. The site chosen was a quiet area far from the factory complex. The man appointed director was Bohuslav Albert, a capable reformer who, like Barcher, was fascinated by the potential that lay in perfectly organized work. He understood that rationalizing operations and standardizing procedures would make medical care more effective. What's more, he saw the hospital as a center of preventative care. The hospital should not be the last resort for the hopelessly ill, but a center of health for the entire region. The hospital should seek its potential patients actively through convalescent events and vaccinations, counseling, educational activities, etc. The hospital was also therefore based on the principles of Barthism, and the maxims of progress and performance applied thereto. The hospital director, Albert, together with Gahura, the architect, created a hospital amidst gardens, which has retained its character of a sanatorium to the present day. Scattered across this grand space were the single-story buildings of the individual apartments, all with wheelchair access. In the middle of the hospital park, there stood the central reception building with the operating theatres. In 1935, the hospital had 300 beds, 39 doctors, and 147 nurses, and was at the forefront of the nation's institutional health and social care. It became the model for modern healthcare in Czechoslovakia. The site's iconic entrance building was demolished in 1998 due to structural problems.